Hello, everyone. I know you all had a blast with Megan's super tactical, strategic, hands-on, applicable practice focus she gave you last month. I just can't emphasize enough the significance of the leader and guide mentality and then actually moving that forward into your experiences, communication, and control mechanisms with your internal practice systems. This is the difference maker of all difference makers. Now, I'm going to be as short and sweet as I can, which is not typical Scott style, for today's practice focus, because I am loading you down with three major topics to discuss, decide, take action, set commitments and priorities with, all preparing you for an action-packed practice focus next month with Megan. So there'll be a lot of stopping and starting the recording today to give you time and space to work. Now, when you add all the pillars of health and the diagnostic principles, and you add those up together, and then you convey this in an excited way, your overall vision and goals for your patients, along with comparing their mouth to a state of ideal, a state of optimal health, then you begin building cases that are life-changing for patients, but for you too in value. Now, I'd like to ask you today to do something a little bit different, to quickly go around the room and have everyone point out one thing that you've been more intentional about, improved upon, implemented, or enhanced in the last 30 days as a result of your practice focuses. It's very important. Okay, let's do a little self-assessment, self-accountability, self-reflection. Do that now. Now, remember, this all extrapolates to every part of your practice. Okay, I want you to think about this. Use your phones to lead patients to a more successful visit. Use your welcome process to guide the patient to higher value perspective of health and what you do. Use your interview to build rapport and to really emotionally connect. Use your triangles to convey important points to bring out key things that are said or need to be reinforced. Use your photographs to make it more real and impactful to patients to take ownership over their health. Use your tough love conversations and benefit and consequence conversations to get patients to be more proactive with their decisions and not default down to money and insurance. You get the idea. Everything moves the patient closer to or further away from your goals for them, from complete case acceptance, and personal responsibility for their health. It's so, so vital that we see how everything interconnects. You remember, our connected patient experience, our full circle communication. Today, we're just building on one more layer of this and keeping it seamless and the continuity strong and intact. You get the idea. Everything we do from this moment forward, okay, is going to build upon all the practice folks you've done recently. I want to move directly to the theme. The theme is a combination of three things. First, to build a better patient and open the patient's mind. Second, keeping the case and the patient alive, making progress and moving forward. Third, okay, what to do if the patient does object or resist your recommendation and your plans for them. Now, we'll take these one at a time and we'll do it in two parts. First, this month, I want you to have an open discussion and brainstorm together how you can improve your ability, system, structure, experience, interaction, and with your patients to help them achieve each of these actions. And the whole goal is to do it, to be more purposeful, let's say. Okay, to do it more methodically and strategically in every single way. The second part we'll piggyback on next month, where Megan will pick up right here, and she'll lead you through several big ideas and our own personal versions of priorities for you to set actions, help you take care of more patients, get more people to yes, and do more meaningful dentistry along the way. So, without further ado, the first one, building a better patient and opening the patient's mind. This is a common theme, friends. This is what we do every day. You already know how to do this. It's who you are. The question is not, are we doing it, but how can we do it better? This is the perfect topic coming off of being better leaders and guides, because this is the ticket to win it. But I really want you to break it down. I want you to describe your ideal patient, your ideal case, your ideal flow. And I want you to talk through how you can get more patients to become exactly like that. What questions should you ask? What information should you gather? What information should you give? What diagnostics should you do? What involvement devices can you expand or include to help this? And I'm talking about every one of those questions applies to every single team member in your positions. The bottom line is, what can each of you do better to elevate up the patient from your personal position in the practice? And what specific things can you engage your patients with to get them to see the light, to hold more value over their health, and specifically, what are you wanting them to do? Mastermind this, and then let's move on. The second step is keeping the case or the patient alive, making progress, and moving forward. For this topic here, I have a two-part question for you. One, where do you lose patients? Not just in follow-up and reappointment. Maybe you are slow on treatment plans. Maybe your treatment conferences are too far away from the comforts of exam. Maybe patients wait too long for the doctor. Maybe we rush or do not properly use photographs. Maybe we're half asking the clinical yes of the triangles. Where do you lose patients and mindset, attention, buy-in, believability, ultimately, and follow-through? This is like watching game film. This is a question you ask every single week. Today, we're going to do a deep dive on this. Where do you see gaps in your process and with your patient's progress? It's a big question. This is worth your entire meeting just to walk around the room and have everyone weigh in on this. Now, secondly, I want you to think specifically about ways you could create more urgency and make things more time sensitive so that patients will not be as apt to delay, question, put things off, think about it, etc. Make a list of your takeaways and let's role play and practice these. Finally, the third major chunk here today in this month's practice focus is what to do if the patient objects or resists your recommendation. When patients do give you pushback, how do you handle these things? Megan will give you several examples next month, but first it's your turn. And this, again, is something we talk about often. Now, with all that has been discussed in 1 and 2, you are ready to be bolder, to execute, tougher love, and not let your patients get away so easily with a bad decision. This should be completely a review. Making sure you are all on the same page when a patient says, does insurance cover it? That's a lot of money. I can't afford it. I think I'll wait on that. Can I just do such and such? I want you to take time now to add to this list and make up your top strategies to combat against the patients who try to bail out on their own pathway to health. Have some fun with this. Be bold, be confident, be honest. Because you're doing amazing things for your patients. But only if they say yes and follow the leader and the guide that you have worked so diligently to become. So there you go, my friends. This is your most meaningful work this month. Three major sections, lots to unpack, lots to do, to get to work on. But most of all, start with that reflection and that assessment over progress you've already made. And then we'll practice what we preach, rinse and repeat, and dive deeper into the details. Staying true to the core principles and drilling in on the basic fundamentals of human interaction between you and your patients, and you owning the influence you have and taking advantage of the power you possess to impact your patients to make life-changing, significantly beneficial decisions for themselves in every way. Megan will be back with you next month, so take care and go get them.